Okay, so I want to record this to encourage other people. I'm actually going through a serious transformation process. It's really not even anything I'm not trying to do it. It's just happening. I'll give you an example. I can give you 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 1,000 examples because it happens to me every day, just like the bicycle in that one video. I was talking about a bicycle and said it'll appear in, right in front of me, and sure enough, I was going down the road and it appeared. For 2 days, I've been looking for an answer to how to trade a certain instrument, and I finally said, Lord, I need to, and as soon as somebody made a video, the very thing that I needed for 2 days, today, the third day, somebody did a video. So what I'm seeing here is the appearances are happening faster and faster and faster. Almost instantaneous now. And it used to be kind of scary, and I used to think it was a combination of, well, it is a combination of Google trying to be God, you know. But God is, there's too many things going on, like the bicycle thing, the guy doing the video. There's just too many. I was thinking today about how the best times to trade, and then another video appeared in the feed that a guy made 6 days ago. I thought about it today. He made it 6 days ago and watched the video, and it confirmed some stuff I was thinking. And so what's happening with the transformation process that I'm talking about is you become more aware that you're connected to everybody and everything in Christ. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. It's not that you're God, but in Christ, you're one with Christ. You're everywhere with Christ. And you start to see that the holographic truth that's around you is a projection of what you need. And it might be what you need just because of what you enjoy, or it might be what you need because you need to be cut. But the projection going on around you is responding. So mother, just like a woman responds to the man, right? Mother Earth, the universe, the material realm, matter, responds to your thoughts, your needs. Goes back to John chapter 15, 16, 17. I mean, John 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. And you also start to see that God leads and guides, and if you are really aware, God's going to put up a roadblock that you don't go a certain way. You might even say, well, I want to quit my job. God will actually put a roadblock to stop you from quitting your job, you know. Or I want to do another kind of career. He'll lead you to that career that you enjoy, you know. It's really an awareness that God is everywhere, working in all things. And He's actually, you're in Him. And all you have to do is wake up and be aware of it. And everything is working together. It's kind of like kind of like a metronome, or let's say you had a, so when a woman walks, okay, so let's say you see a woman with this long earring on. As she's walking, the earring is moving back and forth, right? As she's walking, the earring is in synchronicity with her walk. You see what I'm saying? So when you're walking with God, or at least your heart is towards that, I'm not saying everybody's perfect on it. Your heart is to walk with God. So the word earring goes back to metronome, or hang down. Anything that hangs down, right? And so if you attach anything to your person, your belt or whatever, as you're walking, it's hanging and following the pace. Whatever you attach to your person as you're walking, it's following the pace with you. It's in synchronicity with you as you walk. So it's following after your steps. And so as we follow after Christ, it's like a metronome. It's like a tuning fork. And so as you walk with Christ, and Christ is everywhere and running everything, then you experience that. Not saying you're God, but you experience. So let's say you got a kid, and the kid can't keep up with you, right? You're walking, and the kids can't keep. So you pick the kid up, and wherever you go, that kid, and I don't even like to use the word kid, that child is experiencing what you experience. As you walk, the child's looking around, saying, oh. And so the same way, God is carrying us along. And when you rest in Him and you're aware, you're looking around and you're saying, oh, look at that. Well, God is carrying you through, and everything He sees, you see. You're not aware of everything. So let's say that kid, so let's say you pick that child up and you walk by a building, and you help build that building. Well, the child's going to see the building, but the child doesn't see the 2x4s and all that. But the child doesn't see the intricacies of the building. But you know in your mind that all the intricacies of that building that you built. And so as you walk around the corner, you see a car. You help build that car, but the child just sees the outside of the car. You've been in it. You help build it. You put the tires on it. So you've seen all the parts. And so the child is experiencing piecemeal, like, because we have the earnest of the Spirit. So the Spirit is carrying us along, and we're experiencing piecemeal a full knowledge. But we know all things because He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness in His Word. And so we know all things, but we're hindered by this natural body, sleeping, eating. The cares of this life are really tough at times, and it's designed that way by the devil to get you distracted. He wants you distracted from fellowshipping with God or walking with God. Because if you're walking with God, how many people are going to get saved? Or how many people are going to grow, you know? And it really, there's really nothing else. Because everything that you do is walking with God anyway. It's just a matter of being aware of it. Now, that's a deep concept. Everything that we do is because God is walking with us. But then when you become aware that God is walking with us in everything that we do, then you're aware that you're walking with God. And he's in everything. He's doing it. I didn't like that movie. It was a movie out about 10 years ago or so. I don't know. I didn't like it at the time, but I need to go rewatch it. Where the guy... It was... What was the name of that movie? But anyway, the guy just... She said, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm everywhere." And then the Lucy movie said the same thing. "I'm everywhere." But in Christ... If you're one with Christ, and the Bible says you are, if you're one with Christ, hid in Christ in God, and Christ is one with the Father, then you're pretty much everywhere with Christ. You don't even have to be, you know that the same stuff's happening in China, Russia. You don't have to be there. You know it's the same old stuff. People are experiencing the same stuff because they got two legs, two arms. They got to sleep. They got to work. They got to pay. You know it's the same stuff. So if God translated you to China, you'd have to learn the language, but once you learn the language and you were there for a while, it'd just be routine, same old, same old. It might be, at first, it might be exciting, something new. Then you start to say, "Well, wait a minute, this is the same stuff I had in this country. It's just different culture." But eventually it becomes the norm. And so that transformation that I'm experiencing, you're in the moving from the old Adam to the new Adam is a process. And as you approach the mind of Christ, you see past time. You realize that really every moment's the same. And the storyboard that's playing out in front of you is because you're in it. And so as you're in that storyboard, the same stuff that happened in the Bible has to happen to you. And I'm noticing certain people in my world, they'll come in, at work or neighborhood or whatever, online. They'll come in with their certain name, they'll go away, and that person disappears, and then that same name shows up at work. You might have a... You have different personalities. They'll flow through and then they'll disappear. And so what it is the story might take a different face, but it's the same story. And that's why you can be thinking about something and it'll show up in the feed or somebody will say something. Because it's really just... It's just the same story. And not only is it in the outward, the hologram that you're looking at or the people around you, but it's also in your own thoughts. What's going on outside is a storyboard, and what's going on inside is a storyboard. And if you can bring your thoughts into captivity in that true storyboard, okay, this happened to me. I'll give you an example. So everything was going smooth. I thought, man, everything's smooth. And then my computer just shut down. So I had to reboot it 2 or 3, 4 times. And I thought, well, I gotta go buy another computer. But then I thought, wait a minute. This is the negative part of the sine wave. It'll fix. So I rebooted it one more time, went to sleep, got up. By the time I got up, it was fixed. Something else. Something happened at work where I hit a roadblock, and I thought, well, that's the negative part of the sine wave. There's going to be an answer. And sure enough, it always is. Jesus is a Savior all the time. In the big stuff, the little stuff. When you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, you went through a death. That old it just hit me. So when you go to sleep, it's a type of dying. When you wake up, you eat at breakfast, breaking the fast. And you wake up in the morning. So what are you doing when you wake up in the morning? You're mourning that old person that doesn't exist anymore. That person's dead. You're moving to your new state, and you're moving out of your old state into your new state, and that's why you mourn. The old person is gone. The new person has arrived. It's moment by moment, a new state of being. God just revealed. I always wondered, you know, about the breakfast and breaking the fast in the morning. So when you go to sleep, it's a type of death. When you wake up, you mourn for that old person. That's not you anymore. That person's dead. You start a new creation from glory to glory. That's what's happening.